This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting there for you, and you can do all that. And plus, you can contact us on Skype. Maybe you don't want to be sounding like you're on the phone. You'll actually sound close to being in the studio if you're on with us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's a headline. Johnny Ray with me here. We'll also be joined by Rich Paul shortly. Johnny Ray, there's a headline here about Americans' gloom marching into the second decade. Do people seem gloomy to you when you're out and about? I mean, you're working in the working world. You're a janitor for a living. Do you think that people are bummed out around the United States, in your experience?
Excellent question. I think that they are. And I'm just projecting from myself, I think, because I feel like my world was brighter back before the collapse.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like the world changed in 2008, and there was a little bit of gloom leading up to it, and it's been just kind of bleak ever since then. It doesn't feel like morning in America.
So Rich Paul joining us here on the third microphone. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening.
So what we're talking about is there's been a study here, and we'll get into some of the details. Wall Street Journal reporting on this on their Washington Wire blog about Americans being not so happy. They're gloomy, as the article claims here, that there were 1,000 potential voters asked whether they think that the nation is on the right or wrong track. 65% of them said the country had taken a wrong turn, and only 25% said the United States was on the right path. And I guess I was asking Johnny Reyes, I'm curious to your opinion, you know, of the people that you know, the sort of just your general life experience, do you feel like the people that that are in your life are you know, depressed about sort of the state of things in the United States?
Well, the people I hang out with are pissed, mostly. But yeah, they're definitely not happy with the situation as it is, which it would be hard to be happy with it.
I've been doing interviews over the last couple days with media sources. Had a lady call me today asking questions about the Pumpkin Fest riots. We spent all of the entire show last night talking about various different aspects of this international news that has been being generated from Keene. And the lady I was talking to was she wrote for some sort of an education magazine, and she wanted to know more of kind of like the college student side of things. And I'm not a college student, but we do outreach to college students around here and, you know, touch base with them with Keene Cop Block and give them information about knowing their rights and how to deal with the police. And, you know, some of her questions that she was asking me today were, well, she seemed surprised that there were some issues between the college students and the police here in Keene, as though the fact that college students get arrested, getting arrested is unusual for any area, that as though tensions between college students and police are an unusual thing, something that just seemed to like not enter her world. Or maybe I was misinterpreting what she was saying to me. That was that was how I was taking, you know, the words she was speaking. And so I explained to her, look, yeah, the college students are upset at the police. They're out arresting their friends on a weekly basis. Every single weekend, there's college parties going on. There's police in the streets arresting people for open container, and police in the streets arresting people for marijuana possession, and police arresting people for, you know, being under the age of 21 in possession with alcohol. And week after week after week, year after year after year, that starts to really wear on people.
And when you enforce unpopular laws, you become the enemy in the eyes of the people.
Right.
If these were peace officers out there who were just protecting property, nobody would be irritated at that except, you know, actual rioters. People were bent on doing property damage or doing damage to people.
That's how I feel about it. So this says here in the story that the only time the public has felt worse than today was in October of 2008, which comes right back to right around the time, Johnny Ray, where you say things changed for you in your life. During the first deep spasms of the recession, at that time, 78% said the nation was on the wrong track, and only about 12% felt good about the country's direction. Which, of course, this is just a generic, you know, question. It doesn't really mean anything. Mm. It's just a sort of a temperature taking of how people are feeling.
And it reminds it. The scale is very undefined. There was a quiz question in my economics class. One of the first quizzes we took, I did this about 5 years ago, and the question was, is America moving toward socialism or is it moving toward capitalism? And I answered, it's moving toward socialism, because I was thinking of it on a scale from like the turn of the century, 1900, through 2010. Well, the answer that he'd wanted was we're moving toward capitalism, because he was looking at it as on a time frame like more or less from the collapse of the Soviet Union, you know, and so, you know, I was seeing a bigger, longer trend than he was seeing. And without putting a time frame on that kind of question, I mean, has it been going? I would say that America's been on the wrong track since the Civil War.
Sure.
How many are with me on that? I don't know.
I'm on board with you there, although some would argue that it was on the wrong track from the day of the signing of the Constitution.
Well, yeah, and I would say that. I would be so much happier, even if there was a government, if I lived in a country where they'd told the slave states, well, I'll tell you what, we're not letting you into our union in the first place because you practice slavery. And by the way, that's going to be part of the Constitution, that doesn't happen.
So the last time the right direction beat out the wrong track was in January of 2004, and the last election cycle where that was the case was 2002. So it's been about a decade now that people in America have consistently felt as though things were on the wrong track here.
Well, I think war will do that to a populace as well. Never-ending war. There's young people at Keene State that don't really remember a time when the U.S. wasn't at war with someone.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting, and you'll hear in a little bit in this article, they interview people. Just, you know, pick some Americans and talk to them. What do you want? Why is the country on the wrong track or whatever? And one lady says that we're not at war.
Wow.
So it just depends on who you ask. So why are people so gloomy? It just might be everything, says pollster Micah Roberts, sounding a bit like Eeyore himself. Mr. Roberts is vice president of Public Opinion Strategies, which along with Heart Research Associates conducted the poll. He says we haven't had a plurality saying right track in over 10 years, so that's pretty amazing. After 10 years, it's just part of the collective consciousness of Americans to think the nation's gone off the rails, he added. The most negative responses came when people were asked, quote, tell me what are the one or two reasons you feel things in the nation are headed in the right direction or off on the wrong track. A politically independent millennial from California had quite a few more than on her list. She said, quote, disease, economy like Ebola, and economy as in people can't really find jobs. I guess turmoil, like I can't explain it. Senseless slayings, like in St. Louis downtown, there's cops shooting people for no reason. Public fighting, public riots, public people fighting outside of Congress offices. And there's still a sense of racism. I guess human trafficking. I noticed there were weird public fires in San Diego, and that's all I can think of right now. As if that weren't enough, says the piece over at Wall Street Journal, even those who said they thought the nation was on the right track seemed to doom the future with faint praise. Take this response from a Democrat, middle-aged white woman living in the swing state of Pennsylvania. She said, quote, people are not buying enough. I work for a company, Neiman Marcus, and we sell to the richy rich. Jobs are an issue, and there are none to be had in this area. I believe that free trade killed us.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's, God, that argument just floors me that, you know, people should be made to produce, to consume the things that I want to produce. And, of course, the answer is no. You should produce the things that people want to consume. And if people's tastes change because they're not as rich as they were before, then find a way to sell cheaper stuff to them.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Did free trade kill us? Get Johnny Ray's thoughts. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. The phones are working tonight, by the way. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story that we're sharing at the moment, we'll talk about open borders coming up here in a little bit. But at the moment, a study, yet another one, they've been doing them for the last couple decades, over where Americans, how Americans feel about, are things on the right track in the United States? And more interestingly, because that's just sort of this generic question that essentially a temperature take of, you know, what people think. But people are very, very different in their opinions on why things are on the wrong track. Lots of people agree that things are on the wrong track. But what that means is something very unique to every individual that that you ask the question. And we'll talk more about that here in a moment. Also, ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts and the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve printing press and the mainstream media behind it. All Antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew, accepting minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news in the world about war, but they can't do this for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or give them a call today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, by the way. That's antiwar.com/donate, antiwar.com, because war is the health of the state. We continue here with a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal, but first let's go to Tom in Nashville, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Big news story that people coming from three West African countries that are stricken with Ebola coming into the United States can only enter through the five designated airports. Okay, did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that's a big news story. They just implemented that you got to come in through one of those five designated airports. Mm. And you know what's unconstitutional about that, of course.
What do you guys think? I'm not jumping in. Nothing's really jumping to mind at the moment besides, you know, interfering with people's right to travel about wherever they want. I don't know if that's specified about, in the Constitution.
How's this sound? Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, quote, "No preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce or revenue to the ports of one state over those of another, nor shall vessels bound to or from one state be obliged to enter, clear, or pay duties in another." Can't get much clearer than that now, can you? See, so, of course, they don't know nothing about the Constitution. They don't care.
Nobody checks that thing anymore.
Yeah, well, it's right there. I mean, now everybody knows. Okay, see ya.
Thanks, Tom, for the heads up on that. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm sure the federal government will get right on obeying the Constitution right after lunch.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be that pleased to be, you know, one of the designated we get the Ebola areas. You know, I don't feel that would be much of a privilege, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not particularly scared of Ebola. I think mostly it's you're much more likely to get shot by a cop than
that's probably
Ebola.
True.
But
even in Africa, Ebola is a very, very small, you know, portion of the people who are dying from, you know, various different infections and diseases and things like that. And diarrhea is a big problem. AIDS is a big problem. Ebola, mm-hmm. not so much.
Yeah, Ebola is just horrific looking. So
let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Greg in Brooklyn. Then coming up, Johnny Ray will tell us if the free market has killed us. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. I haven't called in a long time.
Here you are. Go ahead.
So I wanted to talk about, you guys, yesterday we're talking about in New Hampshire with the riots, and, actually, you know, this is not just in Keene, but in Hong Kong now, the protesters are using, an app that the government can't censor because it is decentralized.
Mm.
So what that means is it doesn't use a cell phone network, even if they shut down the global internet, they can use Bluetooth to talk to each other. So I kind of
cool. What's the app? Do you know?
Yeah. The app is called, I think, Fire Chat.
Fire Chat?
Yeah. I tried it myself. Okay. It's kind of lame, but it allows you to use the Bluetooth, which is the cool feature of this app.
Hmm. Okay, cool. So it's like just a chat, like kind of an open chat room thing where people can hop into different rooms, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and the nice thing about the Bluetooth is it can create a mesh network. So, for example, if I send a message and your device gets it, it can route it to the device that actually it's intended for without relying on centralized cell phone network.
That's pretty sharp.
So it doesn't go over the Internet. It's just peer-to-peer by physical proximity.
Basically, yeah. It's a little bit reminiscent of this project that started by Ethan Moglen. It's called the Freedom Box or something like that. Plugs into your electric outlet. And I've designed for those countries where governments might censor communication.
Mm-hmm. So, which includes just about every country in the world. You push the government far enough, they're going to crack down and try to do everything to cut lines of communication. So very useful tip, Greg. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I just wanted to opine in a more general way that it's not just governments. I think in general, when you have an institution like Facebook, let's say you have, a billion people on it, or Google or Apple or anything like that, they control the rules of the platform. And what you typically see, it's not just government. What you typically see is organizations grow in size because it's an arms race, right? Let's say Amazon becomes better at its economies of scale, right? First, it disrupts bookstores and it gets wage slaves, let's say, in warehouses. But then afterwards, it has enough money to do R&D. It replaces them with robots. So it's very efficient.
Well, most of Amazon has been robotic for, I think, most of their history, from what I understand.
Mostly because Amazon started out very small.
As far as their shipping is concerned, as far as the warehouses, most of their packages are picked and packed by robots, from what I understand.
Yeah, although what's your point about warehouses where there are thousands of employees going in and out?
Well, they still
Amazon
have humans.
Warehouse.
I mean, there's no doubt. They still have to have somebody to do some labor because there's certain things the robots can't do. But where were you going with that, Greg?
Right. So I'm saying that it's a general trend that basically little players, they aggregate. So what so for example, since Amazon is so efficient now, got all these customers, it has tremendous collective buying power. So it can push around all these publishers like Hachette and everything like that. Those publishers will now have to aggregate into a large union and try to push back. And so you get this centralization. Everybody's trying to collectivize in order to not be taken advantage of by this, like, other collective. And I think that there are these two forces, centralization and decentralization. And when decentralization hits, I think it would be very interesting in the next 5-10 years. I think the internet really enabled that.
If these book wholesalers think that they can sell at a loss and make it up on volume, they've got the whole thing wrong. You got to make a little bit of profit on each item that you're selling. So, as somebody who's been in a business where he was selling things, I certainly wasn't going to say, oh, well, if you buy this from me at below cost, I'll give you lots and lots of it, because that would just caused me to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't agree necessarily. I mean, I think that I generally support decentralization, and I do agree that the larger the companies get, the more unwieldy they become. But I don't think they're, ending small business. There's plenty of small business out there. I'm not sure if that's what you're getting at. So if you want to hang on, Greg, we'll bring you back. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up anything right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a poll asking Americans, do they feel as though things are on the right or wrong track? A significant portion of Americans are saying wrong track, 65%. It's interesting to read their responses as to why they think America is on the wrong track. We can continue doing that here in a moment. The we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And me, Johnny Ray.
All right, we're going to go right back into your phone calls here, but I also want to let you know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network. They sponsor our phone lines here at Free Talk Live, and they are about protecting your communication, specifically encrypting it before it can reach your internet service provider so your ISP can't be snooping on what you're doing online, which is probably what they're doing right now. They're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, in some cases keeping those logs up to 5 years. You can put a stop to that by downloading ProXPN's free software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, as well as Linux users. You can get it set up. It's just a little bit of a different setup for Linux. So you get it set up, get connected, and you're encrypted. So you can get a sweet discount, by the way, on ProXPN by using our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in 50% off the price of their annual account, bringing the price down to about $5 per month. And that's good for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can pay with Bitcoin and save even more. You'll save 62% off of the annual account price by using code FTLBTC and then paying with Bitcoin. Now, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose but your privacy. And with that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and you can get all the details and get started right now at proxpn.com/FTL. They do not keep records of your online habits. That's proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We have Greg still with us listening in New York. And, Greg, I don't want to put, you know, words in your mouth. I just want to kind of restate some of what you were saying earlier. And, you know, please correct me if I've misunderstood you. So you were talking about decentralization versus centralization, and you were observing that it seems like companies tend to centralize and get larger in order to compete with one another. And I don't see that as being true necessarily. It's certainly true of some companies that are constantly acquiring more properties and opening new facilities and et cetera, expanding. But other companies seem to be satisfied with being small. You know, like, for instance, you mentioned these big box stores or whatever. I purchased a bicycle at Walmart once, and it was terrible. So I returned that, and I went to a local bike shop and got much better service. I paid more for the bike, but I got much better service out of the deal, and I've been going back to that shop ever since. And I don't think that particular shop has any interest in expanding itself to different markets. Just they seem happy with just servicing the customers that they currently have. And, you know, I don't know what the breakdown is as far as small businesses to large businesses here in the Keene area of New Hampshire where we live, but it certainly seems like there's a, you know, small business is aplenty here. Is that what you were getting at? Were you suggesting that the trend among companies to centralize, or what were you saying?
Well, kind of. What I was saying is pretty abstract. I mean, it's certainly true that small businesses can give you a lot more personal attention and more personal service, and sometimes better service, you know, taking advantage of existing infrastructure. But what I was saying basically is that the theme on, I think, on your radio show, it's very much about liberty, and liberty is, you know, individual liberty is very important. And I'm talking about, if you look at what is the general theme, where do you find the least liberty and, you know, the outcome? So there's a sort of trade-off. Organizations tend to, like I said, our larger organizations can dominate smaller ones, just like, you know, large animals can maybe dominate small ones in power. And so there's this trend for organizations to take advantage of the economies of scale, do things like, you know, automate a lot of their process, and just generally become more efficient. So someone cannot build a computer like Apple Computer. They can't just compete with them. But there's a dark side to this if you push it too far. And that's
what do you mean they can't? Hold on. Before you go on to the dark side, when you say you can't compete with Apple, I'm not sure what you're getting at. Apple computers tend to be overpriced compared to like a homebrew. Like Rich Paul, you were talking about how you could build your own computer. I can do that same thing. And I've never bought a computer from any sort of company.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of credible competitors in the computer business. If you're looking for an area without competition, you haven't found it. And there's also a variety of different offerings. I mean, you can run Apple and Macintosh stuff if that's what you're into, but you can run PC compatible, you know, or you can just these days do it all on your phone if your needs aren't very
Your thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, but I mean, if, you know, try to build your own iPhone, negotiate contracts with all the manufacturers and now the banks for the Apple Pay, and then all the regulatory issues, all the, you know, engineer training and the know-how and the patents. I mean, at some point, there's just too much stuff for a small company to replicate all of that. Certainly, they have a head start. And all I'm trying to say is that there are advantages to this, and people do pay for that convenience. They pay Amazon. They pay Apple. They pay all these companies because it's convenient. And I think that's a reason why people also live in the state, and that's why they're sort of okay with that, because the service that they get is pretty okay and has that economy of scale. But
boy, that's a big jump there. So you're jumping from saying that people are okay with doing business with big corporations because it's convenient, and so therefore people also are okay with the state because it's somehow convenient.
And it's also impossible to know if people like being a part of the state because they don't have the option. A lot of people would say that they would voluntarily choose to be a part of the state.
Well,
Johnny Ray, really interesting, but you don't have the choice, so there's no way of knowing.
But Johnny Ray, there are polls that show that Americans are saying that the government doesn't have the consent of the governed. So there are actually polls that have asked, I think, the right questions of Americans saying, hey, you know, do you really think that you belong in this deal? I mean, did you agree to this? Did you consent to this whole government thing? And a significant number of Americans, I'll have to pull it up, I feel like it was in the 60th percentile, were saying they did not consent to this government.
Yeah, I saw a poll when I was in jail, and this was published in the newspaper, that said something like 23% of Americans wanted their individual state to secede from
Union.
And that was so encouraging to me that people are starting to wake up and say this federal government is an albatross around our necks.
Yep, so here's the poll from Rasmussen Reports. January of 2014, just 21%, to be clear, this is only of U.S. voters, just 21% of likely U.S. voters believe the federal government today has the consent of the governed. So you got about 1 in 5, Greg, who seem to think that the government is okay. The rest of them say they don't consent, at least
the
voters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't just focus on the American government. I mean, Scotland wanted to secede to Britain, right? There's a lot of... these decentralization aspects, and this is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you know, you can change the government, but people will generally still think in terms of, oh, we need some kind of large organization. I guess the difference between...
Well, people used to think that slavery was an okay idea, too.
Yeah. I mean, large doesn't bother me. Large and oppressive bothers me. If a company gets large, like, say, Standard Oil under Rockefeller, got very large at various times. They had 88% of the market. Then they fell to 64% of the market right when they were broken up. And they were large, but they delivered great service, and the prices fell during the whole time that they were growing. So with large.
Right. If you've gotten large based on satisfying your customers, then that's good. If you've gotten large based on teaming up with the government so you can outlaw competition and keep upstarts out of the marketplace and put the mom-and-pop businesses out of business, then anytime you start using the state to achieve business success, then I got a problem with that.
And a great book on that.
Good. Hey, we agree. Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
A great book on the subject you were talking about, political versus market entrepreneurs, is The Myth of the Robber Barons. And I believe the author was Barton Fullerton, but I read it in jail and it was fantastic.
I'll get a
reference for it.
Our toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to get in touch with whatever's on your mind here at Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control here and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. Brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 per month. We will take that $5 and invest it into more outreach to radio stations, to people listening on the internet, to people listening via satellite. We want to expand in all of those areas, and the AMP program allows us to do that. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks as well. You get benefits like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, and we'll get back to more Americans' viewpoints on why things are on the wrong track. What are Americans saying in detail as far as what are their top reason or two reasons as to why they believe that that is the case? We'll continue with that discussion, but Dave is on the line in New York. First, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Okay, the other night when I called in and I was talking to you guys about how my next door neighbor, he's always slamming his door and all that stuff, you guys had actually abruptly just like hung up on me while I was in the middle of a sentence. You guys just rudely hung up on me in the middle of a sentence when I was trying to get my thoughts out, and I think that is very, very...
Well, Dave, you have a habit of repeating yourself over and over again, so I suspect...
of you guys to do that.
Yeah, I suspect that you were repeating yourself, and so therefore whoever was in charge of the phones at that time was probably, you know, ready to let you go. And if you felt that it was rude, then I apologize that you felt that way, but you know, we try to say thanks for the call whenever, you know, we're done talking to folks and try to show some appreciation.
You. It was you that was in charge of the phone. It was you, Mark, and I guess it was somebody else. And I was telling you that, you know,
that was
my neighbor was just telling me, yeah, whoever. Anyway, point is, I don't like being hung up on in the middle of a sentence when I'm trying to get my thoughts out.
There you go. I just hung up on you at the end of your sentence there.
I was going to suggest that. Thank you, sir.
855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. People, I don't think, understand what, you know, talk radio is doing, at least on Free Talk Live. We're kind of a different show than your typical talk radio program. Many talk shows do not even take phone calls, or hardly ever will open the phones, as
what
they call
never.
It.
Never.
Rush Limbaugh, for instance, you know, one of the most popular talk show hosts in the most, arguably the most popular talk show host in the United States. He hardly ever takes open phone calls.
All the talk show hosts that I grew up listening to, including Rush, would the callers that they had on, the callers would ask their question. You know, after all of that body of callers being heavily screened, they would ask their question,
yes.
and then it was just an opportunity for the host to hold forth for minutes upon minutes.
Right. Almost never will the caller get a chance to rebut the host after, you know, as you say, that the caller will ask a question, the host will pop the caller down or hang up on them after the question, and then just go off and rant or whatever, expound on that question, while the caller may have wanted to say something in response to the host's response to their question. Most of the time, they never get a chance. Here on Free Talk Live, you'll usually get that chance unless you call in and drop the F-bomb or the S-bomb or something else that we have to, you know, drop your call. If you're, just really, really boring, you're not going to last very long. The more interesting your call, the more likely we'll keep you on for a little while. But at the same time, you know, if we've got other folks who are waiting patiently to get on the air, then, you know, to some extent, we want to give everybody as much of a shot to get their thoughts out as well. So, you know, there's never a guarantee that you're going to call into this show or any show and be given all of the time that you need to make all of the points that you wanted to make. What we do promise you is that you'll be able to call into Free Talk Live and bring up whatever you want. Now, whether or not, you know, we find your topic particularly interesting is another question.
Yeah. Well, I used to have a sign up in my business that said, "Welcome to Riches. Please be profitable, be interesting, or be gone."
Now, Ian, if Christians call in and they're very proud of their Christianity, you have little patience with that, it seems, sometimes.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I do. I definitely do.
But I don't know. I like Christians. I mean, the ones that are like real Christians who don't want to, don't want to use the government to bomb people in other countries and stuff like that.
Maybe it is. Maybe you just sniff out the ones that are socialistic Christians and you put the kibosh on whatever they're saying.
There's Christians. We've had Christians in our studio. Daryl Perry, our Friday night co-host, is a Christian.
Michelle Seven was
on the show for a number of years, and she was a very devout Christian. Baron Swearingen, the former president of the Free State Project, is a Christian and a very devout one. And, you know, Russell Canning, one of the reasons I moved to Keene, is also a very devoted Christian. So, no, I don't feel like that's true, Johnny Ray. And if you feel like you catch me doing that to somebody who is a Christian who respects the rights of others and doesn't want to, you know, shove their religion down someone's throat,
I will pounce.
Jump
if
all
I
over
hear
me.
It, I'll pounce.
Yeah. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, a lot of my understanding of Jesus is that he was a guy about peace, not that he was some sort of crazed killer who wanted to murder brown people. I think that he was somebody that was in favor of forgiveness and loving his enemy. And I think those are all great things that more Christians should try out. I think that many of them fail very miserably at trying to emulate their supposed savior.
I heard a comedian say that some Christians came up to him after a show and said, "We are Christians. We didn't like what you had to say." And he said, "Well, so forgive me."
So share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray, the lady responding to this survey that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on,
blame the free market.
She's a Democrat, middle-aged white woman living in Pennsylvania. When asked what are the one or two things that she thinks are really off the rails about the United States? Why are things on the wrong track? as the questionnaire, the poll here had to say. So her answer was that she's talking about how she works for Neiman Marcus. They sell to rich people. She says jobs are an issue. There are none to be had in this area. I believe free trade killed us. I believe it's done that. I don't know. There are things that are going in the right direction. This wasn't done by one president, meaning the damage. As far as I'm concerned, jobs are the most important. The health care. A lot of the companies aren't hiring because they have to pay the health insurance. A minimum wage is disgusting. The minimum wage. She says people are not making a living on minimum wage. Anything under $10 an hour is not a wage. And I believe the minimum wage should be raised. Now, we can come to the minimum wage, I think, in the next hour, because that's always interesting, an interesting discussion to have.
But you saw me ready to pounce.
Oh, yeah. So, but Johnny Ray, did free trade kill us?
No, free trade didn't kill us, and the United States has never really had a system of free trade.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Constitution is full of perversions to the free and open market.
Right. One of the constitutional taxes is a tariff.
Exactly.
It's written right in there. So that would be another example of how the United States has been on the wrong track, in my opinion, from day number one.
Although in those days, a general tariff would generally be charged on all goods coming in.
Still
rather
not
than
free trade.
Usually it would be a couple of percent. It was intended to raise revenue and not to cut off imports, like many of the tariffs we see today that we'll see it. You know, the price of sugar in the United States is three times what it is anywhere else.
No, I mean, I understand the argument you're making, but it's still not free trade, right?
Like it's still not completely free.
If the government's saying, okay, well, it's a flat 2% across the board on every product coming in as a tariff, that's still 2% more than a free trade port would be charging, right, which would be 0%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a tax on importers, which is a specific portion of the population. Mm-hmm. So it's a perversion of the market. And free trade is not what we have. It's not what we've had for a long time. I could probably explain free trade in a paragraph, but the free trade legislation we have is hundreds, maybe thousands of pages long.
Yeah, well, do they call that free trade or fair trade?
Well, NAFTA is called a free trade agreement, but it's thousands of pages long, like he says.
That's ridiculous.
That's mercantilism. That's not capitalism.
Yeah, how anybody could look at these agreements between the countries and label them as free trade just baffles me. I mean, do they just take it at face value? Oh, well, the title of the legislation says it's free trade, or the agreement says it's a free trade, so it must be free. I mean, really? People don't realize that that's, you know, any burden besides zero is not free?
Yeah, it's one of the few places where free in price and free in freedom is the same.
So you can share your thoughts. Do you think that things are going on the wrong direction? I imagine most people listening think so. But maybe you think everything is just copacetic here in the United States. You're in the 25% who are saying that it's going in the right direction. Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll share a little bit more here on what Americans are saying about why things are on the right and or wrong track, according to the story here, and you can share your thoughts as well. Plus, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.